This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
There are now 30 counties in Virginia that have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Now, this is in opposition to the Democrat-controlled state legislature and, of course, the office of the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. He's the governor, by the way, that loves to kill babies. He says, you got to keep them comfortable before you snuff their lives out. That's Ralph Northam. What a demon, right? Demon in human skin. Anyway, these left-wing demons, these Democrats, they are now proposing a new law. I believe it's SB 64. That's going to be taken up in January of 2020. The law would criminalize any training on firearms, any instruction. It would criminalize as a felony concealed carry classes. It would criminalize a father teaching his son how to shoot a rifle. It would criminalize, even according to the way it reads currently, maybe they'll change it, but according to the actual words that are in the law right now, it actually criminalizes Krav Maga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Taekwondo, Karate, every form of martial art that you can think of, including Tai Chi, because it says that any instruction that trains someone in a skill that could lead to bodily injury will be considered a felony. I mean, can you imagine every martial arts school across the state of Virginia, what are they going to do? Issue the Virginia State Police to go arrest all the leaders of the dojos and everything? I mean, give me a break. And they're going to criminalize all current owners of AR-15s that were legally purchased by citizens of Virginia in years past, passing background checks, filling out the paperwork, going through FFL dealers, doing it all legally. Now, Governor Northam, who wants to kill your babies, also wants to take your guns. And it brings up the question, and this is a very important question, and I'm not calling for any kind of violence here. Actually, I read this in a meme. It's kind of witty, you might say. But the only government that would take your guns is a government that plans to do something that you might shoot them for. That's the meme. Why would they want to take your guns if they don't plan to commit acts of genocide and tyranny and mass extermination of conservatives and Christians? I mean, think about that. The law-abiding citizens of Virginia have not engaged in any mass shootings. The law-abiding citizens are peaceful and, by definition, follow the law, right? And yet, the governor isn't saying that firearms should be taken away from criminals. There's not a new law that says criminal felons who have firearms have to turn them in. No, the law says that all legal, law-abiding, upstanding citizens have to turn in their guns, not the criminals. And this is the same state run by lunatic left-wing Democrats that approves of infanticide. So we already know that they endorse the killing of the innocent. And you think they're going to stop with killing your babies? No, they're going to come for you. They're coming for you. And so I wouldn't be surprised. And again, I'm not calling for any kind of violence or anything like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if the second civil war of the United States of America, I wouldn't be surprised if it begins in Virginia. Now, previously, I thought it might begin in California. And that's still a possibility. But with things heating up in Virginia, with the Democrats now just carrying out mass tyranny, total gun confiscation, door to door, even trying to criminalize martial arts, it begs the question, at what point do the people of Virginia peacefully rise up and, for example, stage a mass citizens' arrest of all the Democrats who are obviously treasonous criminals, who are violating the very constitution of the state of Virginia, a state whose slogan is Sic Semper Tyrannis, I believe, which means, loosely translated, death to tyrants. That's the state's slogan. Why does the state have that slogan? Because the state was founded in 1776 by people who had just defeated a bunch of tyrants, a bunch of genocidal, murderous tyrants who were trying to kill them. And of course, Virginia has been home to independent, patriotic, liberty-minded individuals ever since. Virginia, you might even argue, Virginia could be said that it's one of the pillars of, you know, American freedom, the American Revolution. I mean, read history, for God's sake. Without Virginians, we wouldn't be the United States of America. Understand? Virginians were patriots. And many of them still are. And that's why we're seeing 30 counties now declaring themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. So we have an evil, treasonous, anti-human governor, Northam, now surrounded by evil, treasonous, criminal Democrats who dominate legislature and much of the judiciary in Virginia as well. And the question is, what rights and even obligations do the people have to resist that tyranny, in fact, overthrow it using peaceful means, and reestablish constitutional law in the state of Virginia? And I think it could be very clearly argued that the citizens of Virginia actually have a duty to restore the state constitution, which specifically protects Second Amendment rights and specifically protects the rights of persons, which would include those children who are born alive, children that the governor wants to murder, or at least wants to give the right to murder without any legal ramification. Governor is a murderous serial killer advocate. That's not even an exaggeration. That's not just name calling. That's his position. He's an advocate of serial killing of children and an advocate of centers whose job actually causes them to engage in this serial murder of children, infanticide, abortion, Planned Parenthood. And he admits it. He admits it all publicly in an NPR interview, I think. At what point do the citizens of Virginia say, we're going to protect the children from you evil, violent, bureaucrat criminals and treasonous traitors? We're going to protect the children. And come to think of it, we're going to protect our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. We're going to protect law and order here in Virginia. We're not going to let Virginia get turned over to you tyrants. And I ask you, what does that look like when that day comes, when that happens? Because I think it's almost here. I mean, just the fact that 30 counties have now declared themselves to be sanctuary counties, that's huge. In a sense, it draws the battle lines where you have Richmond and the liberal counties, you know, and the state capital surrounded by rural counties that are pro-Constitution, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-life. And it's not difficult to see that this could be catalyzed into conflict. Perhaps a civil war that expands beyond the borders of the state of Virginia. So we have reached a moment now in America where the Democrats are, I mean, criminals, traitors. I keep using these words, but they're not strong enough. The Democrats who vote for this kind of thing, outlawing the Second Amendment, criminalizing ownership of legal long guns, these Democrats deserve life in prison. They should be thrown behind bars. They should be arrested, indicted, prosecuted, and absolutely removed from power by peaceful, law-abiding means. That day is here now. I dare say that every Democrat that votes for that law in 2020 should be subjected to arrests and prosecution. If not by law enforcement in the state of Virginia, then by the Department of Justice. I don't know, bring in the feds and arrest these treasonous traitors in Virginia who are trying to turn their own citizens into slaves, just existing in a Virginian prison camp run by Democrats. And that's what they want. They want to turn Virginia into a prison camp. Well, you don't have any rights. You don't even have the right to live if you're born. They will kill you. And they will celebrate it as women's rights and freedom of choice while they take away your guns at gunpoint so they can use your guns against you, so that they, the Democrats, can line you up on your knees in front of a ditch and shoot you in the back of the head with your own damn rifle. If you let them, if you give them your rifle, that's what you're begging for. You damn well better not give them your rifles. In fact, like I said, like I started this off, A government that wants to take away your guns is likely to want to commit some heinous act that you might shoot them for. That's a very true meme. Why do they want your guns? Because they plan to carry out genocide and they don't want you to be able to stop them. There's your answer right there. State of Virginia, God bless all of you who are standing firm against this tyranny. And may you yet achieve victory over these tyrants, these Democrats, these ungodly, anti-human skin bags who despise life and liberty and happiness and anything resembling freedom. They are destroyers of human society, and it's time that they be peacefully and lawfully removed from power. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative for free speech. You can join there, create a free account, upload your own videos, just like on YouTube, and you won't get censored. And we're also pro-Second Amendment, as you might have noticed. So check it out at Brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, Brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.